Out-of-towners with a legal prescription for medical marijuana can now make room in their suitcase for something else to buy while in the islands. HPR's Kuve Hirishi is here live this morning to talk about this latest benchmark. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So we are anticipating an announcement from the State Department of Health tomorrow about this rollout of the medical cannabis program for our out-of-state patients. So right now, anyone with a medical marijuana card from another state cannot go into a dispensary and just, you know, present their card and buy products from these dispensaries. But once this rollout kind of takes place, what's going to happen is, this is what we know from the website now, the details of this program, is these out-of-state patients can apply for a temporary card. So it'll last 60 days. They apply for it online. And then once they come to Hawaii, they'll have that temporary card to go ahead and purchase products from the dispensaries.
So they don't have to basically use the product while they're here. They can take it back with them, though, right?
That I'm not sure on, no. Because so what, from what I hear from the dispensaries, what's going to happen is a lot of these sort of smoke-free laws that we have in Hawaii don't allow them to, exactly like you said, consume some of the medicine here. But they're trying to increase production, the dispensaries are, of products like lozenges and tinctures and things that allow them to still use their medicine while they are here.
Because I would wonder about that when folks do travel, you know, the complications that could ensue when they're going through the TSA. I mean, I just don't know how that all works.
Right. Under federal, so federal guidelines actually prevent them from going ahead and transporting these across borders. But with this dispensary sale program, they'll be able to purchase it here in Hawaii. So that was sort of an access question for patients who need medical marijuana for their particular ailments. They'll be able to purchase it here. So in other states right now, I think there are only two that I've noticed, Michigan and Rhode Island, that allow out-of-state patients to purchase marijuana from these dispensaries. So in other areas or in other states, medical marijuana programs exist, and you can, as an out-of-state patient, possess medical marijuana in the state, but you cannot purchase it in the state. So these are for folks on the mainland who get to drive across borders and not have to fly like to Hawaii. But I reached out to some of these dispensaries to figure out what they're anticipating, you know, with the rollout, if this is big good news or if this is something they've been sort of anticipating for a long time now. So I spoke to Tori Staples. She's the assistant deputy our assistant dispensary director over at Cure Oahu, and they are the closest to the tourist mecca that is Waikiki. They're off of Kapahulu Avenue, one of their dispensaries. And she actually was back in Maine in 2011 when Maine rolled out their what's called a reciprocity program, or a program for out-of-state patients. This is what she had to say about the rollout there.
I was lucky enough to be able to really get in on the ground level in the Maine medical marijuana industry. We saw a lot of Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Maine all started their programs around the same time. So the transition, although quite easy, we had no idea the amount of people that we were going to start seeing.
So she's anticipating more of a big influx for the most part. Right now we have a little over 23,000 registered patients here in Hawaii. And so I think initial conversations from the Department of Health was they were considering capping the first sort of push of out-of-state patients at 5,000 because they wanted to make sure there would be adequate supply of products for the in-state patients as well,
yes,
which we have to think about when we roll out programs like this. But there is no confirmation on whether or not that cap may be in place with the, you know, we'll know more details tomorrow. But those are some of the conversations they're having around this program.
Because I can just see, right? I mean, we've always heard, oh, Maui Wowie, right? And the branding. So you come to Hawaii, you load up on your medical marijuana from Hawaii that's locally grown.
Right.
You know, but all kinds of questions. Can you take this medical marijuana from island to island? Can you take it back to California with you or what?
So that from island to island is definitely not allowed. That is a problem or a challenge, I should say, for the county of Maui, because there are two dispensaries on Maui Island. But Maui County, which also includes Lanai and Molokai, do not have one. And so they are still prohibited from taking that medicine back to, if they purchase it on Maui, taking it back to Molokai. So I do know inter-island wise that remains a challenge. I also got to speak to the CEO of Noah Botanicals, Brian Goldstein. They just opened their second dispensary, so one of the only licensees on the island of Oahu that has two dispensaries right now, and they opened it on the windward side. But he said he's more cautiously optimistic when it comes to this inflow of out-of-state patients. He doesn't anticipate there to be too much of an increase. He thinks that the way that the program is set up in terms of not being able to just take anyone who has a medical marijuana card from another state, they can't just come in and show their out-of-state card. They do need to apply for this temporary card from the Department of Health here in Hawaii. And he thinks that that extra sort of to-do list or that extra task might be too cumbersome for folks who are just going to come here for a week and, you know, and they don't want to go through this process. But I got to speak to him, and this is what he anticipates.
There is, I think, a big misconception that reciprocity is going to lead to this massive influx of new patients, and I don't see that happening. Not until we have a reciprocity program that recognizes the actual out-of-state card itself. So someone could walk in with a Colorado medical card or a Massachusetts medical card or a Michigan medical card. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but I don't think it's going to have a significant impact.
And we should say that there is no residency requirement on the medical marijuana 329 cards here in Hawaii. So technically, folks who are visiting from out of state and who might come here frequently can apply for a card here in Hawaii and have that when they come and go.
So how long is that card good for again?
The temporary card will be 60 days.
Wow. Interesting. Anything else that you think? I guess we have to wait and see what they announce.
Tomorrow we'll get the details from the Department of Health of exactly how this is going to go. We also anticipate that these cards will now be available by email, which will make it easier for out-of-state patients, but also local patients to get their cards in a faster turnaround.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Kuvehi. We have been talking with Kuvehi Hiraishi about how visitors can now have their medical marijuana prescriptions filled here while on their Hawaiian vacation. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org. And later this week, we'll have a call-in show on recreational marijuana. Stay tuned for that.